Halfway through the year already, and although this month would offer me many opportunities to include tunes with June in their titles, I've confined it to just a couple. Stay with me to find out which they are. First of the two comes courtesy of Stephen Vincent with his combination of Yamaha EL90 and Hauptwerk Paramount 360 installation in his home in Portugal. Back in the 50s, when I was just starting out on my chosen life as a cinema projectionist, one of the big blockbuster movies back then was Carousel. For the best part of 2 weeks, I got to hate hearing the tunes that came from that movie, but I must confess that when Stephen sent me his version of June is Busting Out All Over, I did enjoy the unusual arrangement. See if you agree.
Thank you.
June is busting out all over, and more from Stephen Vincent later in the show today. Meanwhile, I've been adding some more vintage recordings to my collection, the latest of which features Radio City Music Hall New York organist Dick Liebert on a release from 1961 titled Souvenirs of New York, which he recorded on the huge Auditorium Wurlitzer. Here's an edited combination of two tracks, namely Manhattan and Manhattan Serenade.
Thank you.
popular with swing-era bandleaders, that was Manhattan and Manhattan Serenade, played by Dick Liebert. For many years I tried in vain to get a decent LP copy of a rare release that Dick made playing the Hammond organ in his home. An unusual arrangement which saw the Westminster label recording engineers taking a vanload of equipment to his Westport, Connecticut home rather than having the organ transported to a recording studio. Eventually, I did get a reasonably good copy, and here's one of the tracks from the Liebert at Home LP. It's that famous Rodgers and Hart composition, Lover. Lover, played at home there on the Hammond organ by Dick Liebert. Now, living out on a limb, so to speak, down here in Cornwall, it's always great when somebody from the organ world drops in to see my wife and I, even if it does throw us off guard a bit when the phone goes and the voice at the other end says, "Hi Al, we're about 15 minutes away, get the kettle on." Which is precisely what happened when organist Angela Turner, her mum and dad, Maurice and Jennifer, and Angela's husband, David, were down in this neck of the woods at the beginning of last month. Regrettably, Angela no longer plays on the organ circuit because she's now registered as a partially sighted person. But she and I go back a long way to the days of the early Pontins and AOE organ festivals, and in her shortish life in the organ world circles, she did make a couple of recordings on her Yamaha EL90. Now, I've always been a great fan of Doris Day, and so this next track is from the film Calamity Jane, Secret Love. Secret Love, played by Angela Turner and taken from her recording Hooray for Hollywood, which brought back memories, for me anyway, of many happy times spent in the Bird in Hand pub in Wigton in Cumbria, which was run then by her mum and dad, and in which venue Angela entertained the locals at her Yamaha organ. I was reminded on a couple of occasions in recent times of the passing of organist Alan Haven in January 2016, one of them being that his name appeared during the portion of the Brit Awards show devoted to artists who had passed away. And the other occasion was to learn from his former singing partner Karen Ellie that she had successfully applied for his name to be added into the Musician's Book of Remembrance at St Sepulchre's Church, Holborn in London, and into which book, at a special service on May 1st, it was duly entered. Alan Haven, of course, was such an individual stylist when it came to playing the organ, and one of his very first commercial hits, if you like, was a recording simply titled Image, made on the Lowry organ. Many years later, he recorded it again on Versi organ, and to remind us of his superb musicianship, let's have a listen to it right now. The great Alan Haven there on Versi organ and Image. Over in Blackpool, the holiday season will be getting into its stride again, and some years ago, when Arnold Loxham was one of the team of organists at the Tower Ballroom, he recorded a CD titled The Four Seasons of Blackpool, which contained two tunes composed by father and son John and Chris Taylor. John Taylor, together with his wife Jean, produced many organ recordings on their Grosvenor label, and Chris, one of their two sons, was often called upon to help out. Anyway, I've linked together their two respective compositions, and so firstly, it's a musical visit to Stanley Park to hear Chris Taylor's composition, and that'll be followed by a lively walk down the promenade to hear that named composition by John Taylor, both played here at the Tower by Arnold Loxham.
Thank you.
musical visit to both Stanley Park and A Walk Down the Promenade, played there by Arnold Loxham. Now, I mentioned a few moments ago the visit by Angela Turner, and I also had another visitor last month too. For a number of years now, I've featured recordings on the OK Rollham label, all of which are produced by a former television sound engineer, Ken Meller, who also happened to be the husband of the late internationally famous organist Lois Sager, herself no stranger to playing in the Northwest, which is where she and Ken met, at the Norbreck Castle Hotel, no less. Anyway, Ken recently came across a reel of tape containing the master recordings which Lois recorded on the Hammond T100 with two Leslie 145 tone cabinets. The tracks were intended for release, but with Lois's passing, they were put to one side until Ken stumbled across them the other week. Recorded in the studio of Ron Ogden, himself one of the Blackpool team of organists in years gone by, this is a three-part medley comprising of Can't Help Falling in Love, Are You Lonesome Tonight, and Unless. This is Lois Sager.
Thank you.
falling in love, Are You Lonesome Tonight, and Unless. And it just so happens that one of the most recent additions to my Organ Celebrities series is devoted to the life and music of Lois Sager. So why not journey over to YouTube and type in Organ Celebrities Volume 44 and enjoy some more music of this famous lady organist. Well, whilst we're still in the seaside town called Blackpool, famous for fresh air and fun, to quote the opening of a monologue by Stanley Holloway, I've just learned that organist Ray Willits, who spent 21 years at the Metropole Hotel entertaining the holidaymakers, has just secured a position at the well-known and popular venue in the town, the Martin Institute, on Oxford Square in Blackpool. Ray tells me that he'll be using his Hammond and that his contract is to play there basically on Saturdays, but that could well be extended. Anyway, as a taster, here's Ray keeping the Blackpool atmosphere going with the Blackpool Bell and I'll See You Again. The Blackpool Bell and I'll See You Again, performed there by Ray Willits on Hammond XE2. This next track comes courtesy of good friend Steve Ashley, who hosts his own podcast called Hot Pipes. The organist is Ken Rosen, who put together a number of tracks titled Theatre Organ Idols Reimagined, recorded on a two-manual 11-rank Wurlitzer organ that he's had installed in his home. The concept was to try and pay homage to a number of famous organists, Buddy Cole, Leon Berry, Reginald Fort, Jesse Crawford, and our very own Joseph Seal. He put together a quartet of tunes under the heading of Joseph Seal Remembers Fred Astaire, and then did his best to try and recreate both sound and style of Mr. Seal at the famous Regal Kingston-upon-Thames organ. And a pretty good job he makes of it too. ¶¶ Ken Rosen at the organ with A Fine Romance, putting on the Ritz, The Way You Look Tonight, and Let's Face the Music and Dance, played there in the style and sound of Joseph Seal. Back now to one of my all-time favourite players, Stephen Vincent, who takes a tune made famous by none other than Norman Wisdom. The tune is called A Night in June, so at least it's appropriate. But can you recall which of Norman's many films he actually sang this in? A Night in June, played by Stephen Vincent, but sung by Norman Wisdom in the 1959 film Follow a Star. Well, as new CDs become even rarer these days, it was nice to receive the latest one by Larry Green on the famous Maestro label, performing on the Tyros 4, amongst which is a theme tune to the once very popular television series Thornbirds. Maggie's theme. Thank you. Maggie's theme, or, if you like, the Thornbirds television series theme, played there by Larry Green, and that's taken from his new CD on the Maestro label, I've Got Rhythm. One never wants to be the bearer or recipient of bad news, but like many people in the electronic organ world, I was saddened to hear that Mark Whale had died last month. Born in England in 1965, he began his musical education at the age of six, and as a pianist and organist, he profiled during his schooling in several bands. His real career began in 1983, when he won a European music competition, which resulted in a somewhat meteoric rise to fame, with concert tours, television appearances and recordings receiving international acclaim with his connection to the Boehm range of organs. He acquired German citizenship many years ago and toured extensively all over Europe, and amazing audiences with his brilliant playing and showmanship. So I've chosen what I think to be a fitting musical tribute to his very short time with us in the organ world, with this track, which he recorded for his My Adventure CD Volume 3. And so, until next month, when I hope to have the pleasure of your company for some more of the brightest and best pipe and electronic organ music, this is Alan Ashton saying bye for now. And here's Mark Whale with Time to Say Goodbye.
You've been listening to Organ First Radio, a Penalador production presented by Alan Ashton with technical direction by Ian King.